In this segment of our Canoe Regatta interviews, I spoke with 2100 Mile Club member Nick Lysick from Massachusetts.
Let's start by saying that you have 30 finishes and you entered the 2100 Mile Club last year with Peter Heed. How did that feel?
It was great. You know, the training, that's part of it. You know, with Peter, he's a great guy to paddle with anyways. And we had a great race, and, you know, our goal was basically to finish just so we could accomplish the 30th, you know. But, of course, naturally, being competitive, you want to place as high as you can. And we did have a good race.
What started this trek to the Clinton from Massachusetts every year?
Well, in my case, my local hometown, Athol Orange, Massachusetts, we have a race we call the Rat Race. And it's a five-mile canoe race that has probably 300 participants. And it's a very narrow river. And it has a lottery on the Friday night, which you establish post position. And it's, like I said, 300 boats, and it's pretty wild.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I got interested, you know, in canoeing through that because it's a local hometown thing, you know. And then from there, we started hearing about the General Clinton, and guys like Bob Zavil and stuff started coming down here, and it just became a routine. So that's great country out there anyways for us.
How many different partners have you had?
Oh, boy. I would have to guess right now. I'd have to do a quick review. But at least initially, the first nine or eight was with my brother, Gene. And then after that, I've raced, well, probably as many as 10 partners.
What makes paddlers change partners so much?
Well, I mean, it's the main reason is just to see how you fare with somebody else. And it's just fun meeting different people. It's a social type of thing. Believe it or not, I mean, yes, we're super competitive, but also it's a social thing where out of friendship, you know, you might have competed as somebody the year before or that particular year, and then you get to talking and you establish that friendship. And the next thing you know, hey, let's try doing a Clinton, or let's try a local small race. And then from the local small races, you end up doing a Clinton.
How old are you?
67.
So what is your training like?
Well, basically, you try to get out in the water at least 5 days a week, minimum, depending upon whether you have a race coming up that weekend or not. If you don't have a race, then you'll do probably 6 days. But if you have a race, you kind of back off and rest your body a little bit. And for the Clinton, you try to, on weekends, we try to get anywhere 3 to 5 hour runs in to build our endurance, and that's about it. But the general racing, it's basically an hour and a half to 2 hours in the evening.
Have you ever done the Clinton as a one-man?
No. I don't desire to do it that way either. It's too much fun to do it with somebody else. It'd probably be a challenge. I should probably look at that sometimes, but as of right now, I just think C2.
Have you been in a variety of classes over the years?
Yeah, I've done the Clinton Mixed. I've done it, you know, open, pro, amateur. This year I'm breaking in a rookie, and I'm going to go amateur because it's a young kid that really took interest. So I've been bringing him along for the last month and a half, and he's really coming along pretty good.
I was going to ask you about that. He's 31 years old. Name is Keith Mildren, as you know. And
correct.
How did it come about to break in this rookie? You got 31 that you're going for, and Keith has never done it.
Well, you know, I cross country ski with Keith this winter quite a bit. You know that we did. That's what I do for in the winter time for off season training. And Keith and I just established a friendship there, and you know he showed an interest in doing a Clinton, and kind of hesitated because I like racing pro, and but I knew Keith wasn't ready for that, and so we talked about it, and I said, you know what, let's do it, you know, but you're not ready for the pros, maybe next year, but not this year. He's coming along so well that I feel that after the Clinton, it's time for him to move on with other young guys and learn something else from somebody else. You know, like I told him, you know, he's learning from all the mistakes I've made over the years, and hopefully he'll make fewer mistakes as you know, time goes on.
How long do you expect to continue canoe racing?
Well, every year I look at it and I say to myself, I've been blessed with a good, healthy body, I can do another Clinton or another Classic or Michigan, I'm going to go for it. And that's the attitude I have, as long as I feel, you know, right now I'm still competitive. You know, I'm not up front, but, you know, in local races, I'm, you know, other than the young guys, you know, my heart gets redlined pretty fast. But I have fun with it, you know, it keeps me healthy. I enjoy it. And like I say, it's a good circle of friends in the canoeing circle. Well, you know, I mean, I do a little bit of running every once in a while and stuff like that. And you go to road races, it's not the same as canoeing. Everybody in canoeing, just we all get along, we all know each other, we all look out for each other.
Well, that's great. Good luck to you with your 31st year on the Susquehanna River this year with a new partner, Keith Mildren. And we hope that you have a great race.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And I'll pass that word on down to Keith.
Nick and his partner Keith Mildren can be spotted in Canoe T13 in the men's under 50 comp cruising class. For Regatta 2011, I'm Craig Stevens.